CliffCentral.com.
We're going to change tack and go into something a little more useful, a little more interesting, and a little bit more exciting too, because whenever we have Dr. Hanan on, people get very excited. It's time for It's Going to Be Okay with Dr. Hanan Bushkin. He's here with us this morning. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. So I wanted to connect you to one of our listeners this morning. His name is Reno, and he contacted us hoping that you could give him some advice about being more supportive. So I'm going to explain this. Well, I'm not even going to explain. I'm going to let him explain it to you, because maybe it's something that a lot of us can relate to, of, you know, whether or not you should help someone or whether you should refuse that help. Some people in different circumstances have already asked you this question. I'm going to let him give you the specifics. Hey, Reno, how are you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Happy
Monday.
Hey.
Yeah, happy Monday, dude. All right, so you explain to Dr. Hanan what it is that the situation that you got yourself into, or that's happened to you, and then maybe he can help you figure out the best way forward. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's actually about, well, it's about me, but so my brother recently decided to change career path, and he went from being, say, a professional, like he finished studying his honors in quantity surveying, and he's now moved into studying towards becoming like a personal trainer kind of thing. Yeah. So I'm generally quite supportive with friends and whatever, but when it comes to family, I can be quite blunt. So some of the things that I say are maybe not necessarily as supportive as what it could be. So I end up being a bit douchebaggy towards him. So I was just wondering if you've got some tips for me, maybe how I can navigate this and, you know, just help develop a better relationship with him.
So first of all, what's your relationship with your brother like? Are you close? Do you have a good relationship? You love each other?
Yeah, very much. Very close. I would actually say he's my best friend.
Oh, lovely. So, and what's your intention for his career? What do you think, what box should his career tick for him?
He must just be successful. I mean, there's also that age-old debate about, you know, happy versus just hard work and all that. And here's what he wants, is happiness. And I just think, well, you know what, you've got to have a little bit more than just happiness. Because happiness.
So what's the more than just happiness? What does it mean, more than just happiness? What can a career give you that you feel should be more than just happiness?
So I think options comes with it. So he needs to have something where he's successful. He's got that financial plan going forward. We don't know what's going on with this country. I mean, at the moment, things are lacking all that. But if he one day wants to decide, you know what, we up and out of here, I would like him to at least have options.
Okay. So you want him to have a career that where he has options. Right. So here's the thing, that you're quite right. A career should offer you success. But what one thing that you have to accept is that success is very different, looks very different to different people. So success to you, if we just double click on that, is very different to what success means to me, and what success means to Gareth, and what success means to Leanne, and what success might mean to your brother. The beautiful thing about a sense of purpose is that it is individually defined. And the reason why I say that's a beautiful thing is because I can be anywhere in the world, anywhere on planet Earth, and define my own sense of purpose and happiness. So if his definition of happiness is X, Y, and Z, and it's fulfilled by being a personal trainer, and by the way, I can't think of better careers that give you option to travel overseas than personal training. I mean, if you are a lawyer, that is complicated, traveling to another country. But a personal trainer sounds like a viable option. But if a personal training ticks the definition of success and happiness, and you said you have a good relationship with your brother and you want him to be happy and successful, then would you agree that that's not a bad option for him?
100% agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, the problems with this guy here in the seat. I just need to, you know, sometimes think before I speak towards him and make some comments.
Can I just ask you something? Is this because you think like personal trainers are mostly stupid and you think it's a dumb career? I mean, be honest with me right now. I know in your email you said that you often end up in situations with him where it sounds to you, if you think about it afterwards, like you're constantly putting your brother down. So is it because you think personal training isn't a serious business?
To be honest.
Okay.
All right. So, well, you do accept, though, intellectually, even though you feel this way, you do accept intellectually that you get successful personal trainers and you get unsuccessful personal trainers, just like you get successful doctors and unsuccessful doctors. You get good doctors, you get bad doctors, you get good personal trainers, you get bad personal trainers, right? And you accept that. But I understand your question. You go, well, Hanan, I hear you. I understand it intellectually, but emotionally, how do I get to a point where I completely accept it and treat him in alignment with that acceptance? How do I treat him with the love that he deserves because you say you have a good relationship, right? So I'll say two things. Number one, you might have some valid concerns that I think you should communicate with your brother intellectually in a calm state. So you might go, listen, how are you planning to support yourself through this endeavor? Finances is a very important box to tick when it comes to a career. And I think you might have some valid points that I'd like for him to hear and consider. But once you've ticked all those boxes, the question is, how do you learn to accept it? What I want you to know and what I want you to do, and I've said this many, many times, the behavior, and you'll see what I mean in a couple of seconds, the behavior comes first, the emotions always follow. I can't stress that enough. People should tattoo this on their arm. Behavior first, emotions always follow. Act like it, and the emotions will always adapt and follow. So the analogy that I've given a billion times that you might have heard, or maybe not, is the analogy of bungee jumping. If you had to stand on the ledge and go, let me feel like it and then do it, well, you'll never do it because you can't control how you feel. But if you do it, jump, which you can control, and then jump again, and then jump again, and then jump again. And now you've jumped 10, 15, 30, 50, 100 times. Now your feelings are aligned with the behavior. Now you feel calm and in control because you've trained yourself to believe that you're safe. So behavior first, emotions always follow. So what I would ask you, Reyna, is if you were fully accepting of your brother's choice and your brother's career, how would you act? What would you do? So you would say to me, well, I would speak to him about X. I would treat him in Y. I would see him this often. We would have this conversation. Whatever that is, imagine that person was sitting right next to you. The person that was fully accepting of your brother's choices and your brother's career. I want you to bungee jump. I want you to act copy-paste like that person. Now, you would say to me, but Hanan, I act that way, but it still feels weird. Well, let me go back to the bungee jump example. The first time you bungee jump, your brain goes, I don't like it. It doesn't feel nice. The second time you bungee jump, your brain goes, I still don't like it. But now bungee jump 5, 10, 30, 50, 100 times, and your brain accepts it. So if you're going to act like it, eventually you will feel like it, but you got to stay consistent. So I wouldn't ask you to act like somebody else. I would ask you to act like the version of you that is fully accepting of your brother's career. But let me highlight the first point that I made. If you do have valid concerns, speak to him about it. That's ask you, what's your relationship like with your brother? And you said, I love him like he's my best friend. And I think you should raise, these are my concerns. As a personal trainer, what are your future ambitions? And by the way, you would have the same question if he was a doctor, or if he was a lawyer, or if he was anything else. You would say, what are your future ambitions? What are your career? What are your finances or financial ambitions? Do you have a plan of action? Do you have a blueprint? Do you have a framework to getting you from point A to point B? And I think you should raise that. But once those boxes are ticked, I want you to act as though you are fully accepting, even if it feels fake, but you do it over and over and over until your feelings are aligned with that behavior.
This is really interesting. Reyna, so sorry, you give your response. I didn't mean to interrupt. Carry on.
No, that just makes a lot of sense. So something like fake it till you make it kind of thing.
Fake until your brain adapts. Right. And then you feel like it, yes.
So, Reyna, I don't think it's just you. Sanelis says here, there's a classic thing for all of us who listen to the show every morning. We get together. We all suffer from one thing. We have no filter. That's what it is. That's probably true.
100%. I mean, geez, that 40, the mouth sometimes gets into trouble, eh?
Yeah, you know what?
Just remind yourself that you're an actor. Just remind yourself that you're an actor and just act like it.
Yeah, Doc, you know what? This is a difficult thing for many of us to deal with, because we feel like when we're acting that we're pretending, that we're being inauthentic. But it isn't about us in a situation like this. In Reyna's situation, it's about his brother, right? So, and he cares enough about his brother to pretend until he starts to actually feel that way.
Exactly right. But Garrett, you know, to your point, it feels inauthentic, but actually that's the person that Reyna wants to become. Yes. That is the most authentic way for him to behave, even though it feels inauthentic. He wants to become that, and therefore it is aligned with who he really is.
Right. Spot on. We're going to have to leave it there, gentlemen, but thank you very much. Awesome stuff. Reyna, nice to meet you.
Thanks
for being on the show.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah, good stuff. Cheers, man. And good luck to him and his brother. That sounds, I mean, that's not one of these serious mental health questions, but I love the behavioral side of this. And again, you're just pointing out that the emotions are not front and center. They should not be.
Definitely not.
Gotcha.
For kids, yes, not for adults. And by the way, congrats to him. The fact that he wants to be better for his brother is incredibly mature. It's great.
Absolutely it is. All right. Well, thanks, Doc. We will see you in a week's time. Very good. There's Dr. Sinan Bushkin, and it's going to be okay. We'll check in with him again on Monday next week. And of course, if you've got something that you want to discuss with Doc, then you can send us an email. contact@cliffcentral.com. It's better to email us, because then we can, you know, forward it on to Dr. Sinan, and he can have a look.
Cliffcentral.com.